98.1 KZE. On the line with me today, it's Eric D. Johnson of the Fruit Bats. They're going to be headlining Saturday, September 14th at Meadowlark Music Festival in Stone Ridge. Eric, thank you for hopping on with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. We're so excited to have you guys playing at Meadowlark.
Yeah, I'm excited. Always excited to come up there. So, yeah, it should be fun.
You're a little bit familiar with the area?
Yeah, my other band is a band, Bonnet Horseman, mm-hmm. and we pretty much made all of our records in like Woodstock area, and we're like partly based in Kingston too. So I live in LA, but I'm like, I wouldn't say I'm local, but I spent a lot of time up there. Yeah,
gotcha. Yeah. I think I sort of knew that Bonnet Horseman had a Hudson Valley connection.
Yeah, Hudson Valley is kind of my home away from home. If anything, these days,
I think it's that for a lot of people.
Yeah, I think it is, too. It's a good place.
Well, yeah, I mean, Meadowlark is such a beautiful idea for a festival, of course, supporting local farmers, and Stone Ridge Orchard is gorgeous. Have you been to Stone Ridge Orchard?
I have not, actually, no.
I mean, it's beautiful. Have you played at an orchard before?
No. I don't think so. I've played at a vineyard before, which is, you know, it's a grape orchard, I guess, but no, never a fruit orchard, I don't think.
Fruit orchard for the fruit bats.
Yeah.
Wonderful. What are your favorite kind of shows to play? Do you enjoy doing festivals, or do you prefer more intimate shows?
It depends on the festival. Like, and actually, I've kind of started to enjoy festivals even more lately. And both bands have sort of been alternating touring this summer, but I like a lot of outdoor shows this summer. And if it's not horribly hot or like raining or something like that, I'm starting to love it. Just that kind of like nice outdoor quality of life type thing can be fun, but I don't know. I like any show where the audience is into it and where I'm feeling good. So yeah, I don't know if I have one particular type, but I like festivals these days.
Yeah, how's your year been going? You put out your 10th album with the Fruit Bats, "A River Running to Your Heart," last year. Did you tour around that?
Yeah, we've been, and we're kind of still touring on it. And it's always funny how these things work these days. It's like you tour right on the album and everybody wants to hear the old stuff and they don't know the new album yet. So we've been touring all year on this album and now everybody knows those songs. So it's nice. It's almost nice, like sort of hitting the road again a year later, because everyone's like ready to hear those songs now. They've been living with them for a year.
Yeah, had some time to memorize the lyrics.
Exactly.
So what can we expect at the festival? Are you going to do a mix of old and new, mostly focus on the new material?
It's funny. It's like I definitely doing, we do a mix. And I'm sort of lucky enough that it seems like the sort of familiarity with this band has really come in the last few albums. You know, it's like 20 some odd years worth of albums now, but it's like the last, 7 years of albums, it's like the stuff people know. So it's like, yeah, a lot of newer stuff, but like, and by newer I mean, you know, from the last like four records. So but some old stuff as well. And I think with a headlining festival set you get to play a little bit longer, so we'll stretch out and yeah, see what happens.
Yeah, you're gonna jam a little bit?
Yeah, we're certainly not a jam band, but like we've got, I think we're sort of adjacent to that world and friendly to that audience. So, yeah, we stretch things out a little bit sometimes.
Yeah, it's a music festival, right? That's what it's for.
Yeah, exactly.
Eric D. Johnson of the Fruit Bats is my guest. They're headlining Saturday, September 14th at Meadowlark Music Fest in Stone Ridge. Can I ask you about your Smashing Pumpkins cover album?
Sure.
I love that you did that. I love, I'm just really into full albums. That's kind of my preferred way to take in music. So anytime
Good.
Somebody like really, you know, has that much reverence for a record that they want to cover the whole thing, I really enjoy that. Was that like a pandemic project for you, or how did you decide to do that?
It was, I actually got tasked to do that by this like kind of small series that these different artists will do full albums, album covers. And, I had sort of, they were like, which one do you want to do? This was pre-pandemic, and then it ended up kind of being the perfect thing to do in the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, for some reason, just Smashing Pumpkins, Siamese Dream tumbled out of my mouth, even though it felt like a very not obvious choice for my band. And then I kind of hemmed and hawed, and I was maybe going to do something else, and they were like, no, you got to do. Like they got really excited about it. So I did it, and it was like was totally something that seemed like it should have been a complete lark and that maybe nobody would hear, but it was just sort of like me in my bedroom during the pandemic kind of thing and whatever, just sort of keeping loose. And then people really liked it. It had a surprising reach for something that felt like a complete just afterthought. And so, I mean, I didn't think of it as an afterthought. I put a lot of work into it, but like, I just, what, you know, you never know with those things. So, yeah, it ended up being something that really kind of hit for people. And, like, it was a pleasant surprise, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Was that an album that you loved growing up?
Yeah. I was like, I'm from Chicago originally. Smashing Pumpkins were like our, you know, most famous band of that alternative rock era. I'm definitely from that generation, you know, that was like listening to that kind of stuff. And yeah, that was like a junior year in high school record for me.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Eric, I also know you've been touring for, I mean, you said you've got like 20 years of material with Fruit Bats and, you know, touring with other projects as well. And I think you've said in interviews that it's something you really enjoy. You know, you kind of have like a nomadic personality. Is there, do you have any like tour hacks that you can share with us? Like what's a go-to like snack for you or like a thing that people might not think of that kind of keeps you sane on the road?
Oh, wow. I could write a book on it. We just started being on a tour bus in the last like year, which has completely like changed my perspective on touring and in for better and worse. But like I was, you know, I was like the ultimate pretty punk rock, like, you know, driving the van, doing it myself for a really, really long time. Mm-hmm. So like, I don't know if there's like a specific one, like, I would have thought about this because I probably have some good ones. But
that question came out of me very spontaneously. So
yeah, no, I think just, you know, like, I don't know, pace yourself, you know, and hydrate, and you know, these would be like the just dumb off the top of my head ones, but I think touring has certainly, like, as someone who started touring in like the late 90s, it's gotten easier with iPhones, and I feel like food is better. Mm-hmm. You can get like healthier food is easier to come by. You can always, yeah, just having like an iPhone now, you can like look things up.
You don't get lost as much.
So
yep.
You don't get lost as much. Yeah. So.
Yeah. You know. No. Great answer. And also, yes, hydrating and pacing yourself, I'm sure, are key.
Yeah, and make friends everywhere. That's a more general thing. It's just like be nice and you can kind of foster like a national, because that's what touring's about. It's just sort of like really getting out there and just like, yeah, make friends everywhere you go. I think that's a good way to be.
Yeah. Beautiful. Well, we are super excited to see you with Fruit Bats at Meadowlark Fest. That's going to be September 13th through the 15th. You guys are headlining the Saturday, the 14th, Stone Ridge Orchard. Eric, thank you so much for taking the time with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.